AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Here is the God's truth about January 6, 2021.
1 year after the Capitol riot, President Biden talked about his predecessor, Donald Trump, without mentioning his name.
For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed. They failed.
He accused Donald Trump and his supporters of holding a dagger at the throat of democracy.
Our democracy held. We, the people, endured. We, the people, prevailed.
From Florida, Donald Trump responded, saying President Biden is trying to further divide America, that this political theater is all just a distraction. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki responded.
Well, it looks like he saw the speech. I guess that's good news. Maybe he learned something about what it looks like to meet the moment in the country, to meet the moment where people are hurting.
Members of the House have been speaking out about the riot today. This is Florida Democrat Val Demings.
I want to thank the police officers for defending and protecting us that day, but they did so much more. They also protected our democracy.
Passengers who filmed themselves partying without masks aboard a chartered flight from Montreal to Mexico now face being stranded after three airlines have refused to fly them home to Canada. A winter storm is blanketing parts of the South with quick-falling snow, freezing rain, and sleet, tying up some roads in Tennessee as the system tracked a path through Appalachia toward the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. Snow is on the ground in Nashville. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. This is AP News. The number is still low, but more people filed for unemployment last week.
The Labor Department's weekly count of jobless claims rose last week by 7,000 to 207,000, while the four-week average of claims rose by nearly 4,800 to just below 205,000, still historically low. 1.8 million Americans were collecting traditional unemployment aid the week that ended December 25th. Economists with Oxford Economics say that assuming layoffs related to Omicron are limited amid tight labor market conditions, they expect initial claims to continue to hover around the 200,000 mark. Jennifer King, Washington.
A top European court declined to rule in a high-profile discrimination case centered on an activist request to have a cake decorated with the Sesame Street characters Bert and Ernie and the words "support gay marriage." The European Court of Human Rights said the case was inadmissible because Gareth Leith failed to exhaust domestic remedies in his case against a Northern Ireland bakery. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.